Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay on Wednesday, April the 30th, as a mini heat wave hits Kent. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. Coming up, we hear from the woman who says she's trapped in her own home. There's anger at trees being cut down and why there are fewer bugs splattered on our car number plates. But first today, a Maidstone man who was involved in raids on cash machines across Kent will spend more time in prison. Anthony Penberthy was locked up for 8 years and 9 months in November 2022 and later ordered to pay back £108,000. Well, the 46-year-old who used to live at Calder Road didn't pay up in time, so will spend a further 18 months behind bars. You can see footage of those cash machine thefts by heading to the story at Kent Online. A woman's being treated in a London hospital after being hit by a golf buggy at a course in Kent. Emergency crews were called to Whitstable and Seasalter Golf Club off Collingwood Road yesterday morning. We're told the victim suffered serious injuries. Follow Kent Online on socials today to see CCTV footage of a thief stealing money from the till of a farm shop in Gravesend. The suspect broke into the Broadwich farm shop in Southfleet last Tuesday night. He also stole an Eleanor Hospice charity pot. Well, the owners say the losses and repairs will come to a few thousand pounds. A police investigation is underway. A person's being treated by paramedics after a light aircraft made an emergency landing in Thanet. The small plane came down in a field in Minster, not far from Manston Airport yesterday lunchtime. Five fire engines were also called as a precaution. Now, there's anger after dozens of trees on a road near Sandwich were cut down. The poplars lined the A256 southbound heading towards Dover and have been reduced to just stumps. Environmentalists are concerned it also happened during nesting season. Nick Mitchell posts about the local environment on socials and he's been speaking to our reporter Sam Lennon.
A whole load of giant mature poplar trees were cut right back down to pretty much the ground all in one go. And fundamentally we're talking about hundreds of trees all in one go, all taken away apparently to be burnt. And it was done in nesting season.
Have you any idea who's done this?
No, I've been wrongly informed that it was the local fruit farm, Felderland, but apparently it's not them. And I've contacted Mansfield Fruit Farms and they haven't got hold of me. We can't find out who owns it. No one wants to own up to it.
Tell us about your occupation. What draws your interest? Is it connected to your job or your...
Yeah, so I'm a local environmentalist and I do a lot of social media content. Get Wild is who I go by. And celebrating the natural world is what I like to do. But we do have a dark cloud over our heads a lot of the time when we celebrate the environment. So unfortunately, sometimes I have to tell these stories.
That's what's brought you here.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it, if you like, in an emotional capacity?
It's really hard. It can get a bit depressing, the amount of destruction we're continuously seeing. But I also have nature as a healer, so I get over it. But it feels very relentless. It's relentless destruction en masse, quite often at the wrong time.
And this particular incident is a real shock, I guess.
Big time. Loads of people have been messaging me about this. They feel like no one else will listen to them and they want people to know the story, so they've been reaching out to me, and in the end I came down and told the story about it.
When did you find this?
Sort of late March, early April I was told about it.
And then when did you go down and film
it? I gave it a week to kind of consider what I was going to do, and then I came down and filmed it last week. Yeah.
And what did you, when you saw it with your own eyes, what did you think?
I was shocked, and like a lot of people that messaged me, they felt like they were driving into the landscape and the landscape felt different. Mm-hmm. The place looks different when you drive through it now. And since posting my video, that's what everyone's saying.
How high were the trees originally?
Oh, the trees were really high. I don't know how high in metres. I mean, they were mature trees. They were planted in, I believe, the 60s. So they were built, and they had been pollarded in the past. There was a knuckle where they'd been pollarded and reshoot. Common practice is to pollard poplar trees. Yeah. On routine, but these hadn't been done for a long time. and then they've come along and done it in one fell swoop.
Now, the work was carried out by a contractor on behalf of Mansfields, which is leasing the land off Highland Court Farm. Gary Walters runs Highland Court Farm, and he's told us the trees were growing dangerously and stressed the work was a normal bit of farming. He added it was all done properly with the right checks for nesting birds. He also told us that Mansfields is planting 40,000 trees in the area as it plans to give the local orchards there a new lease of life. Elsewhere, conservationists are celebrating after a green space in Margate was officially designated as a local wildlife site. Dame Valley Woods has been recognised for its value to biodiversity and importance to the local community. It was established in 2003 on the grounds of a former landfill.
Kent Online News.
A prison officer has been charged after allegedly having an inappropriate relationship with two inmates at a Kent jail. Isabel Dale is also accused of smuggling drugs into Swaleside on Sheppey. The 23-year-old from Portsmouth is accused of misconduct in public office. She's due back in court next month. Fraudsters posing as police officers on the phone have tried to steal cash from people living in Swale. There have been 13 reports of residents in Sittingbourne and Faversham receiving calls from someone claiming their bank account has been linked to criminal activity. One victim had £7,000 stolen and investigations are continuing. Suspected stolen clothes, pet accessories, hair products and electronic goods have been found in a car after it was stopped by police in Sittingbourne. They'd earlier been called to reports of someone acting suspiciously in a store on Westwood Road in Broadstairs. Two men from Bromley and Minster were arrested. One's been charged and the other's on bail. A person's been taken to hospital after being involved in a collision with a bus in New Romney. It happened on the high street near Tritton Lane yesterday afternoon. The pedestrian was taken to the local William Harvey Hospital for treatment. Now, the deputy leader of Medway Council says GP practices need to modernise to help meet a growing demand for appointments. Theresa Murray says younger doctors in particular don't want to be responsible for the mortgage on a surgery building and would prefer to just have a salary. She's been speaking all about this on the latest episode of the Kent Politics podcast.
I think we've got one of the lowest GP to patient ratios in the country, which is completely unacceptable. And that has happened over a long period of time. When I first started working in the health portfolio in opposition, Medway had, most unusually actually, a lot of small, single-handed GPs, many of whom retired at the same time. So even before demand started rising in the way that it has done in the last 5 or 10 years, there was a landscape that was very fragile in Medway, and not enough attention was paid to that to strengthen it and make it resilient to face the challenges of the future. So that has been a very deep-seated, long-standing problem. What is happening now is that practices are starting to work together. That is welcome. There is recognition in the GP community, because after all, they are private businesses, remember, commissioned by the NHS. There's recognition that younger GPs, and particularly women, don't always want to be a partner with a mortgage responsibility for a building. They actually want to be salaried. And I think there's a need over time to change the contracts and make those opportunities more available so we don't have so many locums. I understand people's need to have a relationship with somebody in a GP surgery, that they can recognise who they feel knows them. That is much harder to achieve as things stand now. But I do think GPs have done well to embrace having different practitioners working around them. So there are still lots of problems, but I think those modernisation, the recognition that things need to change, and of course some more funding, are starting to make a difference.
And you can hear every episode of the Kent Politics podcast by searching for Just That wherever you normally get your pods. Staying with health news, and the NHS is warning us to take care as temperatures in Kent are set to climb today and tomorrow. We could see highs of up to 27 degrees as we enjoy a mini heatwave, but health bosses are reminding us to drink plenty of water and keep out of the sun during the hottest parts of the day. And the Kent Care Agency that looks after people with complex needs in their own homes has had its registration cancelled by the watchdog. The Care Quality Commission found ineffective systems and processes meant people using the service weren't safe and could be given too much or not enough medicine. Inspectors have rated Sittingbourne-based Maxi Healthcare Limited inadequate and say patients have been supported to find alternative care.
Kent Online reports.
This is one of our most read stories on the website today. A former Kent journalist who's died at the age of just 40 has been described as a compassionate soul with the kindest heart. Tim Collins used to work for our sister newspaper, the Kentish Express in Ashford, before becoming a freelance writer. The former Sir Roger Manwood's school pupil also went to Dover Grammar and lived in Kingstown before moving to London. His wife, Alexandra, posted the incredibly sad news on socials. A celebration of Tim's life will be held at the couple's wedding venue, St Stephen's Church in Roslyn Hill in Hampstead, from 1 p.m. on Saturday. Our thoughts are very much with Alexandra and all of Tim's family. Fire crews are still at the scene of a blaze that broke out on wasteland near Dover on Monday night. A controlled burn is underway in West Hotham, with one engine monitoring progress. People living nearby are still being advised to keep their windows and doors closed. Plans have been put in to build a teaching block in part of Ashford, just in case a new secondary school doesn't open in time for the next academic year. We're told work on Chilmington Green is on course to finish by September, but it's not clear if roadworks outside will also be done. Pupils have been learning at a temporary facility in Scholars Way off Gemmett Road, where the additional classrooms are planned as a precaution. A woman who suffered severe injuries in a fall at her home has told the podcast how she's still waiting to be rehoused 3 years later. Denise O'Toole spent 10 months in hospital, including 5 weeks in a coma after falling down the staircase at the property in Tunbridge. She broke her back, neck, breastbone and suffered a severe head trauma and later had rehab at the specialist Stoke Mandeville Hospital. Well, the 58-year-old says she's now housebound.
I can't get out on my own. I need assistance to get out. I've started to be more proactive with trying to find a property. And obviously friends and family, when they see empty properties, they'll feed that back to me. And I've rung Tunbridge and Morling Council about these empty properties. And they're saying it's Clarion that are the ones that advertise the properties. So I phoned Clarion to find out if these properties, which may be suitable for me, are coming up for the bidding system. And I'm getting told they're not coming up for the bidding system, on the bidding system. So, to the point where I'm saying to them, well, what's happening to these properties if they're not coming up for bidding? What's happening with them? You know, I'm trying to move, I need to move. I'm a prisoner in my own home. And no one can answer those questions, what's happening to the properties. I'm just at the point now where I feel like I need to highlight the issue, because I've now got to have carers because I'm restricted. I can't even do my personal care on my own because I don't have a wet room. And also my physical health is worsened. So what I could do when I left Stoke Mandeville back in 2022 has got worse. But again, I'm now being referred back to a physio in the community, with the view that I need to strengthen my legs again before I can go back into Stoke Mandeville. So I've gone back onto the waiting list to go back into Stoke Mandeville for further rehabilitation. But then obviously the longer I'm here, it's going to impact both, it's impacting my mental health terribly, to the point where I'm shutting my family off. I feel very isolated. And like today's a lovely day, I can't just go and sit in the garden, you know, have a coffee in the garden or anything, you know. It's just just all a lot to deal with. And also to the point that I'm now having to go back into counselling because I've not come to terms, I've not had time to come to terms with how my accident's impacted me. Because my husband's been so poorly. And then losing him, and obviously that was only a few months ago, so I just feel like I need to do something, be more proactive with what's going on.
Well, Denise is a long-term tenant of Clarion Housing Association. They've sent us this statement.
We recognise the challenges Ms. O'Toole continues to face following her injuries, and we remain in regular contact to support her in finding a new home that better meets her needs. Ms. O'Toole currently holds the highest level of priority on Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council's housing list, but due to the significant pressures on social housing availability, securing a suitable property has taken longer than hoped. We remain committed to working in partnership with the council to help identify a suitable property as quickly as possible and continue to offer support to Ms. O'Toole throughout this process.
We've also been in touch with Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council. They say they have sympathy with Mrs. O'Toole's situation, and last year they took the decision to move her to the highest priority group on their register of people seeking social housing. And while they have a number of suitable properties available in the borough, they say they understand her desire to find a house close to where she lives at the moment. And this has made it a bit more difficult and limited the options available. They say they're in regular contact with Mrs. O'Toole and their partners at Clarion Housing about finding a home that's suitable for her needs, and they'll continue to do all they can to support her.
Kent Online reports.
A state-of-the-art suite that'll be used to help train students wanting to work in health and social care is being unveiled at North Kent College today. The assisted living facility will teach students about the latest tech that's designed to help people stay independent and in their own homes. It'll also be used to upskill NHS staff in digital care. Money made from selling off items seized during police investigations has been used to buy computer equipment for young people in Dover. 5 Chromebooks and a laptop have been given to the Future Skills programme in the district. It helps teenagers find employment and training programmes. Now, figures given to the Kent Online podcast by the Kent Wildlife Trust show there's been another decline in flying insect populations. The Bugs Matter survey, which is carried out by counting the number of bug splatters on number plates, shows numbers have fallen by 8% between 2023 and 2024. Since the survey began, there's been a 63% drop. Dr. Lawrence Ball is from the Kent Wildlife Trust, and he's been chatting to Kate.
We've just finished running the analysis for the period 2021 to 2024, and we've found across the UK the number of bug splats on number plates has fallen by 63% in just that short time frame. It varies slightly in the different countries, from about 55% in Northern Ireland up to 65% in Scotland. But it is quite concerning. It's likely that it could be to do with the extreme hot weather we've had in recent years. So the summer in 2022, it got to 40 degrees. That's unprecedented in the UK. And then in 2023, we had that really dry spring. So it's probably the compounding effects of that weird short-term weather we've had, the extreme weather in the last few years, and also the longer-term decline in insects that's being recorded across the world.
Now, I must admit, I was unfamiliar with the Bugs Matter survey and sort of how you take the data. Could you run me through about bug splatter, as you said, from number plates, about how that works and where you're able to pull the numbers from?
Bugs Matter has been running since 2021, and it involves anyone at all across the UK and the Republic of Ireland downloading the app and counting the number of bug splats on their number plates and submitting them. So it's super easy to do. You just download the app, register, and then just add a vehicle. So that can be done via RegPlate lookup. You just type in your RegPlate, it pops up. And that means that in our analysis, we can know what types of cars, the shape, the size, maybe even the colour, was hitting the insects and doing that journey. When you start a journey, it's really important to remember to clean the number plate, of course, before you start. And then you just open the app, tap Start Journey, drive your route. When you reach your destination, end the journey, go to the front of the car, take a photo of the number plate, count the number of bug splats, and then just submit that data. It's a couple of minutes extra in your usual journey routine, so it's so worth doing. You know, the data is so useful for such a little amount of effort.
And I think the patterns that we saw sort of over the last few surveys is that the insect numbers are in decline, but that decline has slowed down a little bit. So the numbers are still dropping, but just not as quickly as they had been. Is this good news? Is there a potential here that we might be able to reverse what we're seeing or see a slowdown of the decline?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Kate. It's slowed down a little in 2024. So previous years we've seen sort of 20 to 40 to 50% drops each year, between 21, 22, 22, 23. 2023 to 24 though has been slightly less, so around sort of 8 to 15%, depending on where in the UK you are. So this is good, and it could just mean that insects are recovering a bit from that hot weather we've had.
Next, in a Bible belonging to a World War II pilot who was killed in action has been reunited with his family after being found in a Dover charity shop. The book was discovered among donations to the Emmaus store and had previously been owned by Flying Officer Norman S. McEwen. It's now been returned to his great-great-nephew Ross ahead of the 80th anniversary of VE Day. A £150,000 drinking fountain has been officially unveiled in Canterbury. It's a gift of the city from the Rotary Club to mark the centenary. It's in Long Market and you can see pictures of just what it looks like by heading to the website. And plans have been revealed to install a Ferris wheel at the designer outlet in Ashford. If approved, it would be 33 metres high and open for rides 7 days a week from this July. You can also see pictures of that by heading to Kent Online.
Kent Online Sports.
Football and Sittingbourne are through to the Isthmian South East playoff final. They beat Merston 4-2 last night after going the whole season unbeaten at home. Ryan Maxwell's side will face Burgess Hill on Friday night after they ran out 2-0 winners over Margate. And the Maidstone United manager says they're coming up against tough opponents in the National League South playoff eliminator. George Ellacobi says Worthing will want to unleash hell when they host the Stones tonight. The winners will go to Eastbourne in the semi-finals on Sunday. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. If you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.